Imam Sadiq Online Seminary. Website www.imamsadiq.tv.
Subject: Spoken Arabic 1. Book: Modern Standard Arabic. Teacher: Sheikh Hamza Sheikh Tabar. Lesson number 2.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the name of Allah, the All Compassionate, the All Merciful. Assalamu alaikum, my dear brothers and sisters. At the very beginning of this session, I would like to share you with a very great greetings in Islamic culture. And it is also very helpful as the first step of learning Arabic language to learn how to greet in Arabic other people. As you might know, that Arabic speakers, they greet each other with Assalamu alaikum. Inshallah, in following sessions, we would talk about this greeting, we would translate it, and we would analyze it. But as the first step, it is very good to learn this and use it among yourself when facing other people, to practice and at the same time to gain the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In previous session, if you remember, we have talked about Arabic alphabet, and we mentioned that Arabic alphabet is called Al-Huruf Al-Abjadiyya. I highly recommend my brothers and sisters to repeat whatever we learn in each session. For example, we learned Al-Huruf Al-Abjadiyya. This is the name of alphabet in Arabic. In Arabic, when you want to say alphabet, you say Al-Huruf Al-Abjadiyya. And I mentioned that Huruf is the plural form of Harf, and Harf is the name, Arabic name, of each character. And we have talked about all of the characters in Arabic, both consonants and vowels, both familiar consonants and unfamiliar consonants. And we talked about how to pronounce these characters. Also, we talked about how to parallel between these pronunciations and the pronunciation of the same characters in English. Now, in this session, we are going to talk about how to write these characters. As you know, learning a language, it requires many skills, one of which is writing. For having the skill of writing, at the very beginning, you have to know how to write the alphabet of every language. As the very beginning point and very primary and basic point of Arabic writing, I have to mention that unlike English, Arabic is written from right to left. In English, you write from left to right, but in Arabic, you write from right to left. The Arabic characters in writing, they are different in sizes, but unlike English, there is no capital in Arabic. We do not have such thing in Arabic. Unlike English, we do not have capitals. All of the word letters are written, if you want to again simulate with the English characters, you would say that all of the Arabic alphabets and characters are written with lowercase, not with capital. So, different in size, but no capital. Another point about writing characters in Arabic is that the words, the characters, they have a basic form. But this basic form might change to a new shape regarding different occasions and different positions. We will, inshallah, work and practice on this aspect. So, although the basic form of the word, the letters and characters are the same, and they have a basic form, but the shapes might be different in different positions. Some of the Arabic letters, they have the same base form. For example, if you remember, we had the character Ya, the character Ba, character Noon, character Ta, and character Tha. All of these characters, they have the same basic form and basic shape. So you might ask, so how would we distinguish if they have the basic the same basic shape? How would we distinguish it? All of these five characters that I counted recently, they are distinguished by diacritic dots. For example, the character Ya, like Ya'qub, it has two dots at the bottom. Or Ba, like the word Ibrahim. Ibrahim is the Arabic name of Prophet Abraham. Ibrahim, Ba, the sound B. It has one dot at the bottom. Nuh, the initial character, is Noon. Try to remember and recover whatever characters that you have learned in previous sessions. Nuh, the character Noon, it has the same shape as Ba, or the same shape as Ya, but Noon has one dot at the above. Also, Ta, the character Ta, again the same shape, two dots above. Tha, again the same shape, three dots above. So you see, all of these five characters and consonants, they had the same shape. The only difference was the diacritic dots. So this is another point about how to write the characters in Arabic. So basically, when you write these characters, you have to notice where to put the diacritic dots, above or bottom, one or two or three. This is very different. There are some characters in Arabic that they are connected both to following letters or preceding letters. In Arabic, I repeat it, in Arabic, most of the letters are connected to following letters and also to preceding letters. But we have only 6 characters that they are only connected to the preceding letters, not to the following ones. I count them. And for each one, I would give you some examples. For example, the character Zai. Zai. Do you remember the sound? Was Z, like zoo in English. When writing Zai, Zai is connected to the preceding letter, but not to the following letter. Let me give you an example. When you say Mazra'a, Mazra'a means farm. Mazra'a. If you look at the example, you see that the character Zai is connected to the preceding character, which is Mim, but it is not connected to the next and following character, which is Ra. Dal is only connected to the preceding letter. Like the example, Medina. The word Medina, the second character is Dal, but it is not connected to the following letter, which is Ya. It is only connected to the previous and preceding letter, which is Mim. So, Medina. Medina means city. Or, the other character is Dal. Dal. Do you remember Dal? Which was the name of the. This is also only connected to the preceding letter. Look at the example. Tadhkira. Tadhkira. Tadhkira means ticket. Ticket. So the character dhal is only connected to previous character, which is ta, not to the next one, which is kaf. It is not connected to kaf. The next character is ra. Ra. Ra is only connected to preceding letter. Like the word Ibrahim. Ibrahim. Ibrahim is the Arabic name of Prophet Abraham. So, Ra is only connected to the preceding character, which is Ba, not to the next one, which is Alif. The other character and letter is Waw. Waw is only connected to the preceding letter. Look at the example. Nuh, which is the Arabic name of Prophet Noah. Nuh, it contains the character Waw. But as you see, Waw is only connected to the preceding letter, which is Nun, not the following one, which is Ha. And the last character is Alif. Alif was the name of A. Alif is also only connected to the preceding letter, not the next one, not to the following one. Notice the example. Tariq. Tariq. Tariq means history. The second character of the word Tariq is Alif. But as you see, it is only connected to the preceding one, not to the next one. So these 6 ones, unlike the rest of the characters, are only connected to the preceding letters, not the following letters. But the rest of the characters are normally connected to the both preceding letters and following letters. The other issue about how to write the Arabic letters and characters is the difference between script form and printed form. In some languages, you would have a huge difference between the script form of the characters and the printed form. But in Arabic, basically and often, the script form and printed form of letters in Arabic are almost the same. There are very few differences that we would, inshallah, in following sessions, in some sessions, we would touch them very briefly. Another issue which is very significant regarding writing Arabic is auxiliary signs. In Arabic, we had three long vowels. But if you remember, we did not have any short vowels. Let me repeat it. We had some characters in Arabic, three characters, which represented the long vowels. But we did not have any character representing short vowels. The question, do we have any short vowels in Arabic? The answer, yes, we do. But we do not have any specific character representing these short vowels. So another question arises. How do we show and how do we denote these short vowels while we do not have any specific characters? The answer is that we would show the short vowels by using auxiliary signs, not the characters. So basically, when we want to show long vowels, we would write three characters. The character ya, which represented e. The character waw, which represented wu. The character alif, which represented a. These are for long vowels. But for showing short vowels, we would use auxiliary signs. We have 5 or 6 auxiliary signs. Before analyzing and introducing the auxiliary signs to you, I would like to share with you this point, that auxiliary signs in Arabic texts normally are not written. I mean that normally Arabic-speaking people, they are familiar with short vowels, so they do not basically need auxiliary signs to be written in order to identify the short vowel which is suitable for each case. No, they are aware of the constructions and basis of the words and sentences. Therefore, they would not need any auxiliary signs to be written, although the auxiliary signs are always pronounced, but they are not mostly written. But in some key cases, including Holy Quran and children books, if you look at them, you would find that the auxiliary signs are fully and comprehensively written. For example, if you open the Holy Quran today, if in every page, in each sentence, you would find tens of auxiliary signs have been written there. And that would be a good practice. So, basically, auxiliary signs are mostly not written, except in Quran or children books or some poetries. But for a person who wants to learn Arabic as a second language, you have to learn the auxiliary signs and you have to know which short vowel is represented by each auxiliary sign. Now it's time to start reading and learning the auxiliary signs. The first sign is fatha. Fatha. Fatha is the first sign. This sign represents the short vowel like fat in English. A is a short vowel, like pat, fat. This short vowel is represented in Arabic by sign fatha. Fatha is placed on the top of the letter, and it is written like a very short oblique, a very short slash. If you look at the example, for example, the word talab, talab means to want something. Talab. The first character, which is ta, ta, do you remember? The strong emphasized ta. Talab. There is a fatha on the top of the first character. This is fatha. And fatha, if it is followed by alif, it turns to a long vowel instead of short vowel. For example, in the same word, if you add an alif after ta, the word would be talib instead of talab. Talib, talib is a short, is a long vowel, but talab has a short vowel. For the long vowel, you added alif, but for the short vowel, you use only the auxiliary sign, which is fatha, and remember to place fatha on the top of the letter. The next sign is kasra. Kasra. Kasra is the same shape, the short oblique, but the position is different. It is placed below the letter, not on the top. If you put the short oblique on the top, it would be fatha. And the short vowel would be a, like fat, like pat. But if you place the short oblique below the word, the letter, that would be called kasra. And the short vowel would be a, like fair, fair. This is a kasra. Look at the example. Milal, milal. The first character has a short vowel, milal. The first character is mim, but it has an auxiliary sign, which is kasra. Milal, mi has a short vowel, milal. Milal means nations. But the second character, Lal, Lam, has a short vowel as Fatha. Me, Lal, Me, Lal. So, another point, the same thing that we had in Fatha. If you follow the Kasra with a character Ya, if Kasra followed by Ya, the short vowel would be turned to long vowel. It becomes E. Instead of A, it becomes E. Look at the example. If you look at this example, Kabir, after the character of Ba, you have a Kasra, and after Kasra, you have a Ya. The complex and mixture of this Kasra and Ya, it produces a long vowel, E, like Kabir. Kabir means big. These are the two axillary signs which represent the short vowels. Inshallah, in following session, we would talk about the more axillary signs. We have other axillary signs, and we would work on more examples. I would recommend students to open Holy Quran and look for axillary signs, Fatha and Kasra, and look at the examples and try to find out about the character which the signs are placed below or on the top of them. That would help you a lot to work and deal more fluently with the characters that you have learned in previous session. Thank you very much. Inshallah, see you next time. Walhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen.
Imam Sadiq Online Seminary. Website www.imamsadiq.tv.